Those Americans who still do have money to spend are increasingly looking to use the dollars to buy milk that is free of artificial growth hormones. Synthetic hormones have been used in this country for the last 13 years to boost milk production. The government says the hormones are not harmful to humans, but consumers are increasingly demanding milk produced without them. And that has dairy farmers up against the wall. Jennifer Shveta-Jordan has this story.
Pennsylvania dairy farmer Rob Weddell is unusually busy. He's overseeing construction of a brand new milking parlor for his 440 cows.
I want to know where the wash vat was.
I don't know whether it's up here or whether they took it to the basement. You have to see.
There's shiny green and white tile on the walls, huge windows to let in the sun, and rubber mats to make the animals more comfortable. It's the biggest expansion Waddell's ever made on the farmland his parents bought 31 years ago near Erie, Pennsylvania. His face brightens when he talks about the moment he'll usher his cows into the new building.
So it'll be better for the cattle, better for our employees, too.
Waddell says his cooperative, Dairy Farmers of America, encouraged him to produce more milk, so he took on the expansion. But recently, the cooperative issued him an ultimatum. DFA says its customers, which include grocery chains, are demanding milk from cows that haven't been injected with the artificial growth hormone known as RBST. Waddell nervously tugs at his jacket zipper as he reads the pledge he's been asked to sign.
I agree to cease on December 31st using RBST or any milk cows on my herd or under the management and control.
Waddell says signing the paper will cost him $150,000 a year, or 5% of his revenues, because cows treated with this hormone give about a gallon more of milk a day. The cooperative says it's not forcing anyone to sign. It also says it's trying to get the highest price for non-RBST milk for its farmers. Non-RBST milk costs consumers about 25% more than regular milk. But the cooperative can't guarantee how much farmers will earn when they switch. Waddell is afraid if he doesn't sign, the co-op would pay even less for the milk he's producing now.
If I did that, I'd be out of business. I couldn't do that. So they're going to force you into signing these affidavits.
Waddell says people don't understand that RBST is safe. Pennsylvania's Agriculture Secretary Dennis Wolf agrees with him. Wolf recently banned companies from labeling milk as free of added growth hormones, saying the labels mislead consumers into thinking such milk is safer or healthier. But after public outcry and legal challenges to the ban, the state governor's office delayed it. Some critics suggest that Monsanto, the company that makes and sells the hormone, is pressuring states to impose the labeling ban because it's worried about its sales. Monsanto's Mike Lormore denies that.
We did not directly approach the Pennsylvania Department of Ag about the labels. It would appear that the department became aware of the issue on their own, and we are supportive of their initiative.
Monsanto is, however, sending mailings to dairy farmers, urging them to contact government agencies to get rid of what it calls misleading labels on milk. Advocacy groups say that while RBST has been approved by the government, there are still unanswered questions about its safety. Some studies link RBST to health problems in cows, which could lead to increased antibiotic use. RBST is banned in Japan, Canada, and the European Union. Here in the U.S., the vast majority of customers are comfortable drinking milk with the hormone. Milk sold as RBST-free now makes up about 4% of the milk market. At a Pittsburgh Whole Foods grocery, Troy Jones is picking up some organic half and half for his coffee. Jones isn't sure whether hormones are safe, but he'd still rather not take the chance.
I feel we're all grown-ups mostly, and we can decide for ourselves, you know, what's safe or not, and full disclosure is better than any other compromise that leaves the information off.
Dairy farmer Rob Waddell also says he wants to decide for himself whether or not to use the hormone. For now, he says he'll probably sign the affidavit and eliminate the hormone. He says he's gotten over bumps in the road before, and he's determined to keep his farm going. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.